G'day, Andy.
Good morning, guys.
Live Champions League round of 16, second ties.
And it's good for the champions of English football, Leicester City, because they're up 1-0. This match is now 36 minutes gone, and their captain, Wes Morgan, scored in the 27th minute. So overall, this is a round of 16, second leg tie. It's 2-2 on aggregate, but more importantly, they've got that away goal. So it stays at 1-0. They would progress on the away goals rule. In the other tie, it's Juventus 0, Porto 0. Juventus won the first leg in Porto at 2-0. So they're in the box seat to move into the quarterfinals.
Andy, I thought with Ranieri, it was probably pretty harsh. I mean, they're still going in the Champions League, which is the elite competition of all of Europe. And, yeah, they could go on and maybe... they could maybe win it, yet he got the sack.
That would be the ultimate irony, wouldn't it? He is the coach of the year, as a judge by FIFA. And if the team was to progress, it would be an ironic scenario. But let's remember, since he has left, they've won two back-to-back games in the Premiership under their caretaker, who's now staying on until the end of the year. So some will say, hang on a minute, we were in the throes of relegation, but we're now 5 points away from the bottom three. There's still work to be done. The headache for them is this Champions League campaign because, geez, you want to be continuing in that, but you want a survival in the Premiership as well.
Look, Ange Postecoglou, he picked six A-League players in the latest Socceroos squad.
It's an interesting squad, lads. You think that guys like Matty Mackay and even Gersbach, Goodwin, Economidis, Burns, these are the sort of guys that missed out on this group. I think it's refreshing that he's decided to players like, you know, McGree. Ryan McGree, the 18-year-old, who's only started seven games this year and only took up football because he missed out on registering to play for his local AFL club in Gawler, which is just north of Adelaide. I remember playing indoor soccer in Gawler years and years ago. But it's just some wonderful stories. And Ange is the sort of guy that will give players opportunities that he feels deserve. And it's a good-looking squad, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah,
right.
Good.
So we've got the 18-year-old, and then we've got the 37-year-old in Timmy Cahill, who made the cut, and we all thought he would.
Yeah, I spoke to his manager yesterday just about different things, including what I'm doing with the charity. And look, it would have been a big, big call, wouldn't it? He needs Tim Cahill. He's our go-to man. It's just been happening for so long now that you look at this squad, and I said it, I think, earlier in the week, you know, where are the goals going to come from if Tim Cahill's not in your squad?
Sorry, mate, I just had a bit of my juice.
That's all right.
What's Harry Kuehl doing?
Harry's back in town. We should try and get him on Friday. He's coming back home to promote the Confederations Cup. He'll be here with Gilberto, another famous Brazilian player who actually they played against each other in the World Cup 2006. So Harry will be parading the Confederations Cup. Hopefully the weather will clear on Friday morning. So it might be worthwhile trying to get hold of Harry and finding out what's happening in Harry's world of play.
Yeah.
I thought the carry-on yesterday, mate, between Jose Mourinho and Antonio Conte was disgraceful.
Horrible, horrible. Look, I didn't agree.
They won't do anything, will they? Do they?
Look, Man United have been charged with failing to control their players in the wake of that send-off in that first half. And always going to be a volatile atmosphere when you think that, you know, Mourinho returns to his former home where he achieved so much, but Conte and Mourinho were at each other. They had to be separated after that sending off. Marcus Rojo, he's escaped a three-match ban for stomping. The referees didn't put it in the report, and they felt that there was no need to as to what happened on the pitch. So a bit of a lucky escape there for Man U as well.
I just don't know why it's acceptable. I just don't know why the sport accepts it, that carry-on. Without any significant sanctions. It's just, you know, and then we have people here thinking, that's just
normal behaviour.
That's just football. That's just soccer.
It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable.
But they do nothing about it, Andy, mate.
They slap them on the wrist. They give them the old suspended sentence or, you know, we threaten you with a one-match or two-match or three-match sideline ban. Ban them for three or four games from the sideline and see how that affects them.
Good on you, Andy. Have a great day, mate.
Well, I hope it's a better day than what you guys are going through up there too, mate.